סמת אלף אמר רב הונה איזהו ישראל מומר. What is considered a ישראל מומר? Who is considered a ישראל מומר? So Rashi says דחשבין אלי מומר לכל מילי לגבי אול הלוחס יזדין אבא מומר. זה המחלו שבוסס בפרסיה. Aidas machalo shabbos befarheshe is a din of a mumma l'chol ha-teira kulu l'chol mili. Omar le Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman asked Rav Hune, Keman, who do you hold like? Ike Rav Meir, if you hold like Rav Meir, the omar choshud l'dovor echod, choshud l'chol ha-teira kulu. Afilu be'echod mikol isurim shebe'teira nami. If you hold like a mayor that choshul dover echad is choshul cholateir kulem, say bezoi. So why davke machalu shabbos is befarheshe? Any iser makes him choshul the cholateir kulem. Before we go further, we learned yesterday a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which is a yesodistic machlokes, which is brought down la halacha. We had a Baraisa, and the Baraisa said as follows. Actually, Nosan Rishusai Haitzi, if a person was not Mevatel, was not Ma'arif, and he wasn't Mevatel yet, and he took out from his bias to the Chotzer, is Bein B'Shoigik Bein B'Meizit Yochel Levatel Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yudah Imer, B'Shoigik Yochel Levatel B'Meizit Eini Yochel Levatel. That if a person took out from his bias into the chotzer before bittul, we had a machlikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, if he's bekoyach to be mevatel. Rav Meir says he could be mevatel, Rav Yehuda says he can't be mevatel. Now Rashi learned pshat that the machlikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda was, if a mumer can be mevatel. Rav Meir holds that even though he's a mumer, he can be mevatel. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, a machalo Shabbos ain't yochel levatel. A mumah cannot be mevatel. The Marsha, on that Tosfos, on the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Tosfos is chilek on Rashi, Tosfos holds that from one time one doesn't become a mumah. You say this to the machlokes, Mishlo Melech. And Hilchus Kotchim, he brings down the Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos, when one becomes a Mumma. Al Kaponim, Tosfos Shita is that you have to be a Peirik Oil in order to have a Shem Mumma. And Rashi holds that after one time, you're also a Mumma. So, fragt the Gemara Shor, according to Rashi, so according to Rashi, Rav Meir holds, that even though we are speaking about that he was Mechalo Shabbos Befaresia, is Mechalo Shabbos Befaresia, according to Rav Meir, it could be Mevatel. So the Marsha asks, would the Komar Bishmaiten, the Rav Meir Islay, Choshed Ledover Echod, Choshed Lechola Teire Kule? That he's a choshed l'davech, that's choshed l'chol ha-teire kula. Say, bezoi, how could Rav Meir hold that he could be mevatel? He's choshed l'davech echot. So on this kasha, the Rishonim also asked this kasha on Rashi. The Marsha says two terutzim. The first terutz the Marsha says, this Chedush Yeran also says, the Marsha says, hani b'mili di'araisa. Aber bemili der Rabbonon kehoche, shahitzi b'lei erev, lei havi choshed l'chol ha-teir. He said, the Braise, before speaking about, he was over on an Issa der Rabbonon befaresia. That is the machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi. According to Rabbi Meir, that a machalo Shabbos be Issa der Rabbonon befaresia, does not become a mumo l'chol ha-teir kula. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yes. So Memele, that what Rav Meir says, Choshed l'dover echot, Choshed l'chol ha-teire kule, that is speaking about a Derayse. So Memele, it's very good. But the second teretz the Marsha says, Va'oid yesh loima, Aval gav d'choshud mikri l'chol ha-teire, mikomok emumel lo'i havi, mevatel reshus ki Yisrael. The second teretz of the Marsha, l'chayre, Tachem is a very poshet teretz. He says, there's two inyonim. There's hilchis choshud. Choshud is in hilchis namonis. Can I trust this person? So Rameya holds, if a choshud l'davar echad, choshud l'chol ha-teire kula, he doesn't have an namonis. B'chol ha-teire kula, there's no, it won't be a dinner by Dechon Nama B'surim. B'chol, even if he's choshud am chaylev, he doesn't have an namonis on dam. Fine. But Hashem mumma, mikomok a mumma loy havi, umavata reshus ki Yisrael. He's a choshud, but he's not a mumma. The choshud, mikri l'chol ha-teire, mikomok a mumma loy havi. So according to the second teretz of the Marsha, so the Marsha was miyashiv, Rameya holds over here, he could be mevatel, because Rameya holds a mechalul Shabbos, even though it's a choshul dovechet, does not become a mumel. It's a din in nemonis, but doesn't have a teres mumel. That's what the Marsha says according to Rashi. So, I bezeif ashteich nisht what the Gemara's kash is. The Gemara asks, Avunis said, Eiza Yisrael mumel, za mechalul Shabbos is befereshye. So Gemara says, Keman, Ike Rab Meir, Afilu Be'echad Mikol Yisur M'Shabbat Teire Nami. According to Rab Meir, Afilu Be'echad Mikol Yisur M'Shabbat Teire. Why Dafke Mechal HaShabbos? Mechal HaShabbos, Vashteich. But he don't even need a Mechal HaShabbos. According to the Marshon Rashi, Fakert, Rab Meir is speaking about something else in Ganzen. Rab Meir is speaking about Taisis Hilchis Choshut, and here we're speaking about Hilchis Mumma. Fakert, the Gemara should have asked Fakert. I mean, Rab Meir grad holds nitazoi. Rab Meir is speaking about if he was a Mechal HaShabbos b'Faresheye, and he doesn't have a Taisis Mumma. That should be the kash. According to Rashi, we have a Baraisa, the way the Mashah of Hataychis, we have a Baraisa that a person was take a Mechal HaShabbos b'Faresheye, and does not become a Mumma. According to the first Mahalach in the Masha, it's beautiful that before we're speaking about the Mechal HaShabbos the Rabbonu, now we're speaking about the Mechal HaShabbos the Reis. And by the Reis, this Rameya holds afilu any Yisrael is a Choshul Davarechad, is Choshul Chol Teire Kulen, the Gemara is Medam, Hilchis Choshul, Hilchis Mum. Zog the Gemara weiter. Al Koponim, so that's what the Gemara says. According to Rameya, you don't need Mechal HaShabbos. Ike Rabbono, if Rav Huna wants to say according to the Rabbono, Ha'omri choshed l'dover echad lehavi choshed l'chol ha-teire kula. Behold, he's not choshed l'chol ha-teire kula. So he says he's not a mumma. A dover echad does not make him a choshed l'chol ha-teire kula. So Trashi Rameya v'Rabonu b'Meseches Pcheires b'Perek Ad Kam. Let us see already Taisvis. So Taisvis, Ike Rameya, Afilu Be'echod Mikol Yisurim Nami. Lav Davke Mechal HaShabbos. Vochi Nami Sanye Behedye B'Pcheires B'Perek Ad Kam. Nechshad L'Dovor Echod, Nechshad L'Chol Ha-Teire Kula, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Vetema fraktoisves, the beperik ze boire gabi plukte da abaye verode, the oichel neveles lahaches, so the machlikes abaye verode, if a person eats neveles lahaches, if he's posolaidis. Abaye holds he's posolaidis, because it says altoshes roshe aid. A roshe, so he's a person eats nevelus lahachis is a roshe. So memeli is posoleidus. Rava holds davke a roshe de chomos. A roshe that's ra bein l'shamayim and bein labrius. He's posoleidus. But a roshe the lav de chomos, a ra l'shamayim is not posoleidus. So that's the machloikis abaye verove. It's gabi plukte da abaye verove. The oichel nevelus lahachis verove omal kosher. Rav holds his kosher ladies. Boy lo ukmi rove ke Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara wants to say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Rabbi Yosi said, Huzam bedinei momenis, kosher bedinei nefoshes. That Huzam bedinei momenis is kosher bedinei nefoshes. ומשני אין פה דגמורה, so you say, you see, מקיוטר לחמירטר ירום סי. ומשני דרובה אפילו קרמיה, רובה הולד אפילו לקרמיה, דאומר אית זוים אין פוסל לכל התארקו. דעת כאן לקום הרמיה הוסם על הגבי אית זוים. דמומי, דרעה לשמיים ולרביעס. עד אית זוימם, דעת שרעה לשמיים ולרביעס, או היספוסו, פודיני נפושס אוסו. אבל אוך עוד דרעה לשמיים ולא ירביעס, אובו, אנאיך ונבילס להחס. הוז אונלי הרעה לשמיים, לא ישמע, לא ישמע מינו, דלס לרמיה חושלך, לא, שמע מינו. Like, that's what the Gemara says. He says, so Rava says, Rava said that the whole Rameya was only if he's already a la, Ra'al Shemaim, a la Rabriye, so then he's Choshud, Kolatera Kulam. But if he's only a Ra'al Shemaim, like, an Oichol Nevelis Lahachis, then he's not postulatus. Shema Mino, Zuchtach Toisvet. So if we say this, Shema Mino, the last Leila Rab Meir Choshed Le'echon Mikol Asurim Le'eve Choshed Chotel Kula L'Rove. Le'oma Mikilta L'Chemirta Ela Beit Zayman the moment Dav Kedra L'Shmeim R'Ala Briyas. So Memele Frektach Toisvet, here we have a straight statement that Ramea says Choshud ledovar echod is Choshud lecholatei rekul. He didn't differentiate. He must say anything. And here the Rav himself says that the whole Ramea is dafke by Neid Zoymim, where he was a Ra'al Shemaim v'Labri, so Ra'al Shemaim is not called Choshud be'inyin that's Ra'al Abri. So Taisa says, let's get things straight. The Gemara wanted to say that Abaye holds like Rameya, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yosi. And then Rav said, I also hold like Rameya, and Rameya is not Kiberal Shemaim Varal Abris. That's how Rav understood Pshat and Rameya. Abaye, the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from Rameya to Abaye, that Aral Shemaim is also postulated. So according to Abaye, we can say that Rameya Take holds Kipshutoi, Choshe Ludovechot, as Choshe Lucholotei Rekula. The Kaimalon Kibosei, so the Kash is Nishsu Gefelech. But Kaponim Leitrove, how does Rove Shtim with this Maimer Stomi in Bechoyres, in Bayos, that Rameya holds Choshe Ludovechot, as Choshe Lucholotei Rekula. Beshloime da Filu Lerove, Choshud ledovo echo deralo shamayim beloy rabriyis is choshud lechol atoyre kula b'chiyotzebo deralo shamayim beloy rabriyis. That means this yisod that you don't differentiate between one iser and another iser, that Rameya holds. Deralo shamayim beloy rabriyis afilo mikilta lachamirta. He says that's the yisod. That afilamik, you don't look at this isa, this isa, afilamikilta lachamilta. But it has to be the same category. If he's arala shamayim, in one inyan, so in all inyan, arala shamayim, he's choshud. The choshud, lidovor, echo, derale shamayim, verale abriyis, is choshud, lecholoterekula, verale shamayim, verale abriyis, lecholoterekula. That means, so, Rab Meir is consistent, but there are two categories. So, memele, in yesod, ken mezog, in choshud, over there, and choshud, lecholoterekula. In each category, you don't differentiate between one isra and another isra, mikilta lachamilta. But you don't mix up the two categories. Yeah. So Al Kaponim, the Gemara asked, according to Rav Huna, if Rav Huna is holding, if Rav Huna holds according to Rav Meir, Dav Davke Mechal O'Shabes. Ike Rabbonon, Homri Choshu Dovarech, Lahave Choshu Lachol Atayre Kule, Ad Ahave Mumel La'avoydis Kechov. Davke Amumel La'avoydis Kechovim, he is choshud l'chol ha'teire kula. Zot Rashi, dahu vaday choshud l'chol mili. Da'om ha'mar chamura avoy de zore, shekol ha'moy de bo, כקייפה בכל התירה כולה. שמנו זמיידן אבוידה זר, זה קייפה בכל התירה כולה, דחסיב, וחיסישגו ולא יססו אס כל המצווה ישאלה, בוידה זר משתו יקרא בהיריס, חיסישגו ולא יססו אס כל המצווה ישאלה. And kol mitzvah sa'ila is speaking about avayde zore. So a person who is oived avayde zore, that's koifer b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Yeah. Psecha b'abissal dehert, mein l'chayre yin ask us if an oived avayde zore is a koifer b'chol ha-teire kula. So yin ask us, we say, fashteitzach. He belongs to a different party. An oived avayde zore, fashteitzach, he's koifer b'chol ha-mitzvahs. Rashi brings a posik. Das sich mir steht doch a gewaltige Yesod. That Emerson once mentioned, the Goyin says, in, the Goyin in Broche says, meine im Pshatten posik, meine Mispa la kechovim, lachulam sheime shikra, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, each koichav has a besondere Shem. What is Pshat, each koichav has a besondere Shem? Because each koichav is mashpia, different koich. One koichav is mashpia chochme, one is mashpia shiris, one is mashpia gvure. Each koich is mashpia a different koich. Each koichav is mashpia a different koich. And if there's a multitude of koichavim, so there's a multitude of koichais in the bria. Meine mitzvah lekochavim l'chulam sheim esikra. And therefore he says, the oiv they avoid the zor, they were aware that the koichavim are mashpia Fashidene Keiches. So they did avoid this to different Keichavim to be nene from the Keiches that the Keichavim amashpia. Klal Yisrael sagt Godol adeinenu v'rav Keich. But Klal Yisrael knows even though the Tziner of the Keiches comes through the Keichavim, but Godol adeinenu v'rav Keich. But the Baal HaKeich, they're only a Tziner. The Baal HaKeiches Kulam is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Godol adeinenu v'rav koyach. That is where the Oivdei Kechovim made a mistake. They stopped by the Kechovim. In Dachsime, we once mentioned a Drosha Saran. The Drosha Saran says, he asks Akashe, that he says, we see there were doiris that were Oivdei Avoyde Zore. They were, and they weren't Shaitim. They were Gevaldike Chachomim. What is Pshat in these doiris? So the Ran says, and perhaps a little to elaborate on the Ran, he says that the Keichovim are mashpia fashidene Keiches. And let us just give a dugma. There are, let's say, the sun, there's solar energy. Now, how much one can derive from the sun is depends on what he does. If a person wants to make a dud shemesh on top of his roof, so he won't have to pay Orange and Rockland for his water heater. He can use the sun. If he doesn't make a dud shemesh, so he has to get the energy from someplace else. So what is pshat? So pshat is the sun is giving energy. You have to harness the energy. You have to make yourself a base kibble to be mekabel the energy. That is a davo sichli. That means that's, if you understand how the solar energy works, so you can use the energy, the sun is giving out koiches, but how much you'll get from it is dependent on how great a base kibble you are making to receive this energy. This is a davo sichli. Zokteran, there were schoolists also. There were certain schoolists that were done, and by even schooly, they were able to receive keiches from the sun and the keichavim, which give out, but you have to be, again, you have to be a base kibble in order to receive them. Through these schoolists, they were gevalde keichavim, they were able to receive fashidene hashpois from the keichavim, which is a dova muta, just like you're allowed to have a good shemesh. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom gave the sun with its ashpois, you're allowed to do these schoolers also in order to get the koiches and ashpois which the kechovim are giving. This is Adavar Amuta. The kilkul came when they started saying pshat in the schoolers. That means they started saying pshetlach. That's not, that pshat is that by doing these pulis you're doing an ichuse to the koichov and to the chameh. And they made from the skula an avoide, And they were able to prove black and white that it worked, because you see it worked. And the Mele, that was the toys of the Oivdei Avodis Kechovim. They were deriving benefit from the Kechovim, and they were miyachis it because they are being made of the Kechovim, or they're Oivdei Kechovim, that is why they're getting it. So they cut off the, so even though Mitzad Echod, it's taka true, they were taka getting benefit from the Kechovim, but the optaich, how they gave a Teiris Bailim to the Kechovim, that they're Bailim an Ashpo, that's a stira to Avodis Hashem. That's a stira to Avodis Hashem. So now Lechayre, without a posik, if a person uses these oifanim to get these koiches, that's as I, he uses these gulas, fakert, he's mative to this koiche, and he gets ashpoas. Is epis dikta sich in the Rabbeinu Shalom? The Rabbeinu Shalom is oichet abalabos. This is oichet abalabos. This abalabos in the hashpoas. Elekod elekaya, the Rabbeinu Shalom is a grace abalabos. I mean, misvore chitzayne, one would think that that's epis astire, that's astire to is a koife b'chol ha-teire kula. He's using this is a means of getting hashpois, of getting brachis. Thus at the Pasuk Megala given. The Pasuk at Megala given, as mitzvahs of nor amokim, nor as nit Rabbein Shalom is oichet abalabos. Together of mitzvahs is the Rabbein Shalom is the einzik abalabos. And if in your mind, there's noch a balabos oichet, a first balabos, a president and a vice president, if there's such a musik, then your whole asog of mitzvahs is a second rate already. Ich kann durchkommen mit the vice president oichet, darf nicht ankommen zu the president. So that's not the musik of mitzvahs. Das hat kapodem steht. Amumel avay de zore, if we learn out from a posik, is a koifem kolotayrikul. But we're stuck over here. What is Pshat and Rav Huna? Rav Huna said that the Amumah L'Chalo Shabbos is Amumah L'Chalo Teire Kula. So where do we get, what is this Indian of Shabbos? Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that Rav Huna is speaking about Bittul Rishus. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Litain Rishus Ulevatul Rishus. In the din of Bittul Rishus, we have, since this is a Shabbos Tikinyin, so Legabi, if a person is a Machal Shabbos Befaheshye, so he doesn't have a din Yisrael, Legabi, this din. Legabi, all of the dinim taka, Mumma Lechal Shabbos, so this is not a Mumma. It's a Mumma Ledover Echet. But Legabi, these halachas from Bittul Rishus, And that, so a mumer lechalo Shabbos is befarhesye, has a din of an akum. Uch desanye. Yisroel mumer. Mishamer Shabbatoi bishuk. He's a mumer. And the haim is a ramachalo Shabbos. Obo bishuk is a ramachalo Shabbos befarhesye. Is a mishamer Shabbos. Is mevatel rishus, so he's bekoyti be mevatel rishus. She ain't a mishame shabbatoy. But what if you have a mumel that's not mishame shabbatoy bishuk? Ain't a mevatel rishus. Neish amru Yisroel noitel rishus v'noisen rishus. Ubenochi ad sheyaskel by a goy, you have to be soicher his rishus. Keitzad oima loy rishus iknu yeloch rishusim bubateloch sloch kone ve'ein tzorich liskois. Now we hear there, it's a whole baraisa, which mitzad echod tells us that a machal Shabbos b'fereshi does not have a koyach to be mabatel rishus, he has a din of a goy. And teichat dvorim, it tells us hilchis bitul rishus. Now let us first see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Omar Rav Nachman, Eze Yisroel Mumer, de Koma Rav Huna Leel. That what Rav Huna said, if a person is a Machalo Shabbos Befachesye, he is a Din Mumer. So he's not speaking about Linya Kola Terekula. Le'inyem Bitl Rishus Koma. That he should be able to be Mavatl Rishus. That, such a Mumer we're speaking about. So, Bishuk Befachesye. He's a Shema Shabbos Bishuk. Ba'afel Gavda Bechalo Betzine. So he could be Mavatl Rishus. Keitzad, now it says, how are you mevatel reshus? A Yisroel koi. Oymele reshusi knuyeloch, reshusi mevoteleslach. Reshusi knuyeloch, oy reshusi mevoteleslach, liskois, beyodnif to make a kinyin, bekinyin suda. Now, just let us for 1 minute elaborate on this baraisa. Or the loshna of the Gemara before the baraisa and the loshainus in the baraisa. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzrok, litain reshus ulevatel reshus. Rav Nachman by Yitzrok says, Machal Shabbos Vaheshe is not bekoyach to be litain reshus ulevatel reshus. He's Machal Shabbos Batsine, is bekoyach litain reshus ulevatel reshus. Al koponim, we see that there are two inyonim. There's an inyon of litain reshus, and there's an inyon of levatel reshus. And then later in the Baraisa, we also see the same thing. Keitzat, how does one do it? Ayit, how does a oimaloi reshusi knuya lecho? Reshusi mevoteles loch. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis, is more explicit. So Rashi says, Keitzat Yisroel han noisin reshus, oimer reshus iknuyeloch. If he's a noisin reshus, he says reshus iknuyeloch. Bezen noitlo mimenu maitzi lechotza. So al kaponim from the rehites, loshen agmore, the gemore weist achois, there are two oifanim of bitl reshus. There's an inyan of nesinis reshus, and then you say reshusi knuyeloch. There's an inyan of bitl reshus, and then you say reshusi mevoteleslach. Now it would seem it's not only a lip service. What words to say? It would seem that there are two oifanim, two chaloisim. There's an inyan of hakno. A person can be makne. Bitl reshus can be on two oifanim. There's one oifan of bitl reshus that he's makne what he has to the bnei achotza. Reshusi knu yaloch, I makne. You don't need a maise kinyan. Dein tzorich liskois, you don't need kinyan suda. That's the chiddush. That this kinyan of nesines reshus is done without a maise kinyan. Then there's an inyan of reshusi mevuteleslach. That's bitl reshus. What is this inyan of reshusi mevuteleslach? So I thought perhaps we could be medamedis. There's a famous Ran in the Dorim, Baflamet. The Ran in the Dorim says that by Kedushin, together, how does Kenyan Kedushin work? So the Ran says, he mas kemes le kedushe ha'ish. She's maskim to get married. Umevateles daito uretzoino. She's mevatel her das. Umashvinavsha eitzel habal kidovo shal hefke. That means for the Baal, she's mavka herself. She's mevatel herself for the Baal. V'habal machnisa l'reshus, and the Baal takes her into his reshus. That is kinyan. Ishus ki yikach ish isha v'loki si lokach isha l'ish. So we learn out that she's not makna herself to her, she's mevatel and mafka herself to her, to him, and he's kinda. So it could be that these are the two musogim. There's an inyan of reshusi nesunaloch knuyaloch, that's nesines reshus. And then there's an inyan of bitl reshus. Then later I found the Gram Horovitz and Av Samachesam at Beis says similar to this. Bitl have kimafkir, or boin liskois mina hefkir, avo benois and havo le kedas acheres makne. It's like das acheres makne. So he himself, Gufa says, there are two aifanim, how this can be done. Exactly why Chazal made these two oifanim, and how there's another kunz over here, because it says that Yisrael noitel reshus v'noisen reshus. Now Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, we mentioned before, that he's noisen reshus, he says reshusi knuya loch, v'zeh noitlo mimenu, Umoitzi lachotza. So the moitzi lachotza is after the neutel. That means he takes it. So we have to know exactly how, what kind of a neutel there is. Everything is being done with a dibu ba'alme. About kaponim, that we do see from the Baraisa, that in Hilchis, Bittel, Rishus, there are two Sdorim and two Eifanim, and according to Rashi, there's two Lashonis, how it could be done. Al-Koponim, so that was the second Mahalach to say Pshat in Ravune. Ravune is speaking about that in Hilchis, Bittel, Rishus, Amumma, Lachalo, Shabosais, he has a Teiris Mumma, that he has a Teiris Akum, that he can't be Mevat. Rav Ashi Yoma, Rav Ashi said, that what Rav Huna said, that a Mumma Lachalo Shabbos is a Din Mumma, Hai Tanu, this is going according to this Tanu, it's not Rav Meir, it's not the Chachomim, it's a different Tanu. The Chamiro Lei Shabbos Kavoyde Zorah. There's a Tanu that we see, this Tanu holds that Shabbos is Chomo like Kavoyde Zorah, Kedisanya. Mikem v'loy kulchem. It says by kabonis nedove. Let us see. It says like a kabonis nedove. Mikem v'loy kulchem. Let us see Rashi. Rav Ashi Yoma. Loy la muma de koma Rav Huna l'chol milika choshev lay muma. Ucharabon on svira lay that what? That not a muma l'dover echod is choshed l'kol atayr. No, but it's this Tana, Dalima Lei Shabbos Kavaydezor. Real Shabbos is equivalent to Avaydezor. The Pasuk says, Odom Ki Yakriv Mikem. Mikem is a miut. Mikem Beloi Kulchem, so the Gemara Darshan's Prat Lemuma. So Trashi Prat Lemuma. De Mekablim Kolbonoi De Mikem. The mikem kabon, the mikem mashem, mikem em is a miut mashem miktaschem. Not every yid can bring a kabon. Only a certain segment of Klal Yisrael can bring kabon. Which segment cannot bring? The mumrim. A mumrim cannot bring a kabon. Mikem a second roshe. Bochem cholakti by Klal Yisrael. Then we differentiate. A mumma by Klal Yisrael cannot bring a kol. V'loy bumis. But by goyim, there's no differentiation. Any goya, ya mumma, nishkei mumma, he wants to bring a kol, so I'll bring him a kol. Zogt Rashi, mikem, midachsiv haimiyute gabi Yisrael. Since it says this mid gabi Yisrael, like siv ki yakriv min ha'odom kol. Yeah, Shema min kiri kreva miyat min ha'odam, Shema min abi Yisrael u decholak u miyat buma v'loi bumas. Shemekablim kolb mikulam. By goyim imekablim from all segments, mumrim, not mumrim, kedesanya ish, matam odloi me ish, larabis es anochim, shenoidrim, nedorim, nedoves, kisor bakal shoich. Fine. Mina behemo. Tarshin te gemore vaita mina behemo. Mikan omru mekablem kolbonois mi poishe mina behema lahav ibnei adam hadaimim le behema. That mina behema we darshin that you can people who are daimel le behema can also bring kolbonos. Mikan omru mekablem kolbonois mi poishe Yisrael kdei sheyarzuru b'tshuv. Zot Rashi. Lahav ibnei adam hadaimim le behema. Rishoyim, she'osu atzmon kibahime, she'eino makeres es boiro, mekablim mehem kolb, apoyshe Yisroel, she'eino makeres es boiro. So memele, so it's also, that's ye mekabel kolbot, steshi arzal b'tshuva. Chutz, minamuma, Bamenasech Yaim, Bamachalo Shabbos is Befahesye. Amuma Menasech Yaim, Machalo Shabbos Befahesye is not, he cannot make Kabbalah Kolb. In fact, the Gemara Gufikash. Amrit Mikem, Veloy Kulchem, Lohitzi Yasamum. So he said, Amuma doesn't be. Vahodotoni Mikablim, Kobonis Mipoishi Yisrael. Then he said, you could be Mikabal. So Gemara Holoikash. Reishe b'mumma l'chola teire kula. The Reishe speaking about a mumma l'chola teire kula. Mitziyosa b'mumma l'dover echot. And the Mitziyosa tzach a mumma l'dover echot. Eima seifa. So my mail, that's no stir. Eima seifa chutz min a mumma l'manasach yayin. Hai mumma reichi domi. E mumma l'chola teire ein Reishe. This is a mumula dover echot, kosher mitziyosa. So we said a mumula dover echot, you can bring a kol. Now he said, nitazay, elalav hochikoma. Chutz min a mumula linasei, he's a mumula linasei, he's venasech yain lavaydezo, lachalo shabos is befaresh, yeah? Alma vaydezo vishabes ki adodi ninu shmamino. So we see from over here that a mumula lachalo shabos, he says, a mumula lachola terekule, And the Avuna that said a mumma lechal Shabbos v'heshi is that the mumma is going according to this tab. I'd want to say a shtikel rayin that it's very interesting. The posik called a mumma ledover echot a beheime. This is a title that the posik called the min habeheime. Lo ibnei odom hadoimim lebeheime. Rashi says. In Parshas Soite, so it says there, Asiri sa'efa kemach sa'orim, so Rashi, he also saw maise beheime, v'korbono machol beheime. So I wanted to say there's a difference between a soite and a mumula dovarecha. A soite, according to Tosfos, would be much more geshmakia. So let's say according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, a mumar is not someone who did an aveira. You did an aveira once, you're not a mumar. A mumar, Tosfos says, is someone who's rogel lasis aveira. The mumar l'shechel ba'odom ha'rogel b'ineinizer klal. That means this he took out of a person who speaks lashon hara. This he can't. So he's a mumar l'lashon hara. He speaks it finished. He doesn't bat an eyelash, a gate of nishon. That's a mumula dovarecha. A person who was yitzroi talk for he had to say this lashon hara. That's not a mumma. He was over an avera b'meizit. It's not a mumma. So my mail of chat is like this. A soite. She was nichshel. Yitzroi talk for she was nichshel b'yisrael znus. She did a maisa behemet. It doesn't make her a behemet. She did a maisa behemet. So for kert, so her kolben is a machel behemet. She does, you have a person who does what a behemet did, so that person will bring a kolben, which is a machel behemet. Masha Einkein over here the posik says, lahavi bnei odom hadoimim lebehemet. So Rashi says, Rishoim she'osu atzmon ki behema. They're like, she'ena makeres as beira. Mekabla mehen kolben. Here, a mumma ledover echot is not that she did it's a maise that was done from a person. No, this person is similar to a behema. Just like a behema is not makeres beira. So memele, this person is also not makeres beira. So this person is a behema. Here the Torah gave them a title of a behema. Abimekablim kolbonoi shal nedovo mipoishe Yisrael. Daikob nedom nedovis mishtoi tersiv kiyakrit. Shtei kiyakrit. Kdei she yachzeru betshuve, deidachinelu biyodayim su loy hodri. Amoir de kezach, this is a deraisa de kesvore, you have a person who's a mumma ledovo rechot, so he wants to bring a kolben, mishtuptam nishtavek. Because that's the dachinelu biyadayim sulay hodri, so memele, that's the case. V'amenasech es hayayin la'avoy dezor, elalav ochi koma, mekablin kolbonis mipoyshe Yisrael hamumrim ledover echot. That's the bitziyosa. Chutz min amum elanasech es hayayin elachal shabbos, techemum elachol atoyre domidim itlay mikem v'loy kulchem. So that's what the posik is megala, that this dover echad, this is not a mumel dover echad, a mumel chalish abosais, this is a mumel, here we have the miut of mikem, veloi kulchem. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. is the havamin of the Gemara could be the Gemara held that there's certain behemoths that can bring and certain behemoths that can't bring. That was the havamin of the Gemara. But the Gemara's maskon is no. That here the meat is from Mikem v'loi kulchem. This is adin av muma l'chol ha'teire kulam. I heard a shtikol ha'oreb. So akaponim, we go away from the sugya. In the sugya we have a halacha that a muma l'dovar echad is a din of is yimakablum kabonis mimeno. Is a behemah of al kaponim yimakablum kabonis. So here a shtikol ha'oreb, how could yimakablum kabonis from a muma l'dovar echad? The pasuk says, "Zevach Rishoyim Tayeva." So, how could you be mekabel kolbonis from a mumel adavarecha? So, I found Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah Melech, in Peiri Gimel Aloch Zayim Hilchish Gogitz, asks this kasha, and the Mishnah Melech says as follows: He says two yesaidis. He says number one. We have a miyut and a muma l'chol ha'teire kula. We have a miyut and a muma l'chol ha'teire kula mikem. So he says, what will be if this muma l'chol ha'teire kula will do tshuva? He says, will zichem be able to bring a kol? No shayla about it. So what is this miyut l'chol ha'teire kula? A muma l'chol ha'teire kula. He didn't do tshuva. He's still a muma l'chol ha'teire kula. And that I have a miyut, And that we're speaking about in Amumel Adavarech. There's also he didn't do tshuva. He did not do tshuva. And he's Amumel Adavarech. Vafal Pikein, he can bring a kol. So he says, so yes, the kasha. So Akolcher is speaking about that they didn't do tshuva. Side Amumel Chalatera Kula and side Amumel Adavarech. Frechter. So typically, al zevach reshoim tayeva. Yes, this kasha. So he says, one yesod, zevach reshoim tayeva is, in order to have a shame rosha, you have to be a mumu l'chalateira kula. That's called zevach reshoim tayeva. But if he's only a rosha l'dover echo, that's not called zevach reshoim. So memele. So then he says, a gaval b'kizach. He says, so Ibazoi, he says he has now a new geshmak in Agamore. He says Agamore was marbe from Mikem, Machalol Shabbos, the Fareshye, and Menasech Yain Lavoy Bezoi. So he says, Be'emerson here Akasha, since this is speaking about that he's a mumma l'chol ha'teira kula, and he didn't do tshuva, so he says, why do you need the Mikem? Typically, al zevach reshoim tayei. That's his kasha. So why didn't he take a new meat? Taiva. Good. A mumel adavar echad, we said, is not a rosha. Because, the a rosha is only, reshoi means he's a mumel acholat erekul. Aber frekta, a mumel acholat erekul is not a rosha. So why do you need this posik of mikem? Taiva gleil zevach reshoim teyeva. So the Mishnah Lamelech, he said, the Gemara had this kasha. So Mameli said, that's why the Gemara said that it's speaking about menasach yayin, or a Mechalo Shabbos. He says, let's speak about a Mechalo Shabbos. A Mechalo Shabbos in Yesod is not a Mumma L'Chalatayra Kula. He's Meidel L'Chalatayra Kula. He's a Mechalo Shabbos. So Mamele Al Zevach Rishoyim Tayeva, since he's only a Mechalo Shabbos and not more than that, so Mamele just like if a person is Mumma L'Chalif, he's not called, that doesn't fall into the category of Zevach Rishoyim Tayeva. So who would in if a person is a Mumma L'Chalo Shabbos, he says also doesn't fall into the category of Zevach Rishoyim Tayeva. And the Pasik was Memayet, but since there's a Chaymer of Shabbos, or it seems he was a Menasech Yayin L'Avaydezor, it seems he wasn't a Psanoivet, he was a Menasech Yayin L'Avaydezor. So Memele, so Fakert, the Chaymer of these Dvorim, give of Adin, Keilu is a Mumma L'chol ha'teira kula. That's Dechim Mumma L'chol ha'teira kula, Damus Echof Adimyim. So Al Koponim, Legabei, Zevach Reshoim Te'eva, it wouldn't be Nismayit, because he's fault not Bepoyel a Mumma L'chol ha'teira kula. No, and the halacha, he has a din of a mumma l'chala teira kula, and that is pshat, that in the miyut of mikem. That's why you need a new miyut of mikem. It's not nismayit al tzevach yishoyim chayeva. Agav ulche Rashi in Chulin, Daf Hei Omed Aleph says, what is the chaymer of a machalo Shabbos? So Rashi says as follows, Ha'oived akum koifer b'hakadosh boch. V'amechalo Shabbos koifer b'maisov. He's koifer b'maisi ha'kadosh boch. U'meyit sheker shlo yishovas ha'kadosh boch b'maisi b'reish. That is the chaymer of a machalo Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Anshei ha'chotzer sheshochach echad mehem b'lo irif. You have here people who are living in the chotzer, and one of them did not make, you had 10 people living in the chotzer, 9 of them made eruvei chatzeres, and one of them did not make eruvei chatzeres. Beisoi and also milahachnis umilahoitzi loy vilohem. So he's not allowed to take out from his house into the chotzer, and they're not allowed to take out from his house to the chotzer. Vishelohem, but their house mutorim loy vilohem. Zot Rashi, what is the case over here? Beisoi also lahachnis ulahoitzi. So Rashi says, mi beisoi lachotza. He's not allowed to take out from his house to the chotza. Bein who? Bein shal b'nei achotza. Rishuso did who? So memele, that what he was mevatel, what he possesses in the chotza, that became theirs. His bias, he wasn't mevatel, so that's it. So to take out from his bias to their chotzer, that's from one rishus to another rishus. So that he's not allowed to do. So he's not allowed to take out, and then also take out from his bias to the chotzer, because it's two separate rishuyes. V'shelohem, but their houses, botim shelohem, butorim lohitzi mehen lechotzer. To take out from their houses to the chotzer is mutter. Bein who? He's allowed to take out. Bein hey? Why? The habotim shalahen. The chotzer rishus achasein. Their batim and the chotzer, since they were ma'arib, so this is one big rishus, you're not taking out from one rishus to another rishus, you're taking out from the same rishus. That is the first halach in the mission. Nosnu loy rishusot. What if the case is different? 9 people were ma'arev. He wasn't ma'arev with them. And all these 9 were mevatel their rishus to him. So now it's pungfakert. It's humuta. He's allowed to take out from his house to the chotzer the hein asurim. And they are not allowed to take out from his house to the chotzer. Hu mutar nosnu loy zuk rashi heim rishus chatzeron. Hu mutar loy tzi mi beisei lachotza. Vehein asurim afilu mi beisei lachotza. They're not allowed to take out from his house to the chotza. Ba'ach al gav the rishus achas. Lachoyre, his house and his chotza is one rishus. So why aren't they allowed to take out? Ubigmorim meforish time. Zogt die Mishnah weiter. Hoyu shnayim. What happens if there were 10 people in the chotzer, 8 were ma'arev, and 2 were not ma'arev? And now the 8 people, nosnu lohem rishusa. The 8 people were mevatel to these 2. Hoyu shnayim, oisrin zelze. So now no one will be able to carry. Let us see Rashi. Hoyu shnayim sheshokhu, v'lo yirvu. 2 people in the chotzer were not ma'arev. V'shal b'nei ha'chotzer, bitlu lehem rishuso. Shnayim oisrim zel ze. So it comes out, the whole chotzer belongs to them, and they were not ma'arev. So each one asks on the other. Mipnei shu shel shnayim. Because this chotzer belongs to both of them. The bias belongs to each one of them. Kol bias labailo. So I can't take out from my house l'rishus haloi v'shal chaver. I'm taking out from a rishus hamiyuchedes loy to rishus hamishutefes. Hoyu shnayim is oisrim zelze. She'echad noisin rishus v'noitel rishus. In the sinus rishus, one can be mevatel as rishus, and there's only one, he could be mekabel the rishus. Abo shnayim, two people who want ma'arev, noisnim rishus, ve'ein noitlim rishus. They cannot take the rishus. Sagt the Mishnah weiter, me'ein osai noisnim rishus. When can you be mevatel the rishus? Beisham eyoim rimi boid yoim, bisil oloim mishach ha-sheicha, you can be mevatel afilo mishach ha-sheicha. Mi shenosan rishusoi vohoitzi, Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid, areza oisa. Say asos. Divrei Rab Meir, Rab Yudha Oimer, b'meizid oisa, b'shoigig, einay oisa. Areza oisa, zot rashi, de meheda, u mishkol rishuso. Because he's taking back his rishus, v'chozo boi mi bitulis. He's choyza from the bitul. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the Mishnah. Anshei chotzer, sheshochach echad mehem v'lo yirek. So it says, what is the loche? Beisai osa melahachtes melhoitzi loy v'lo lam. That he's not allowed to take out from his house, and their house, everyone's allowed to take out. Beisai hu da osa. Hochatzei reishori. But people, they're allowed to take out from their houses to his chotzer. Take the Gemara Echidomi. I de bottle, if he was mevatel, beisoy amayosa. If he was mevatel, the chotzer, beisoy amayosa. So the Gemara held now that a mevatel chatzeiro is mevatel beisoy. I de loy bottle, if he wasn't mevatel, chatzeiro yamayshorye. If he wasn't mevatel anything, so why is the chotzebut? Why are they allowed to take out chatzeiro yamayshorye? And for the Gemara, hoche b'mayaskinon, here they're speaking about, kigoin shebitel rishus chatzeiro yvloy bitel rishus beisoy. It is speaking about that he's mevatel rishus chatzeiro, and he wasn't mevatel rishus beisoy. Because of Rabbonon, I'm about to reshus chatzeire, reshus beisei loy bitul. That if he's mevatel the reshus of his chotzer, that does not mean he was mevatel the reshus beisei. The dayerin ish bebayis beloy chotzer. A person can live in a house without a chotzer. Zogt Rashi. Ho chatzeire reshus, shoyis loy bechatzeire shoyil bnei hachotzer. Umutolem lohoitzi mi batayim lochotzer, kedektonimas nisan lahedya. So the Gemara asks, how is it speaking about either bottle, rishus, or livnei chotzer? Beisei amayos, rein osam lam beisei benistalik. The Gemara held that the beisei goes together with the chotzer. Midoloi bottle, midi rishus chatzer, reman sharia. So the Gemara says it goes according to Rabbonin, because of Rabbonin, tanda the masnis in the stomach, who pliga the rabbalas doma peka isen pasen beisei osa lachnis lohitzi loy avolahem muta. Dame vatel rishus chatzeire rishus beisei bitl. He says, Rabbi Lezer holds that if a person is mevatel rishus chatzeire rishus beisei bitl, so therefore they're allowed to take out from his house. But the Tana of our Mishnah holds that he wasn't mevatel the bayis. V'lehen my time, v'shelehem muta loy v'lehem, but their bayis is muta loy v'lehem. My time dava oirech legabayu, because he's an oirech legabayu. So trashi, kiven de mi beisoi loy mapik. Since he's not taking out from his house, af al gav de mishtamish bechotzer, even though he's using the chotzer, loy meheder mishkol rishus, he's not taking back his rishus. He's taking from their house to the chotzer, so he's doing their shimush, he says, from their bayis to their chotzer, he's a neirach by them, so this he's allowed to do. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Nosnu loy rishusa, But if they gave him his rishus, they were mabatal rishus chatzeirom to him, who mutas, he's allowed to take out from his house, because now the whole chotzer is, they're not allowed to take out from his house. Frek the Gemara, why can't they take out from his house when they're heavy inu legabei ki yoichem, let them be oichem legabei him. So the Gemara chad legabei chamisha hava oirech. That means if you have five families, so you can say one family is an oirech by five families. Aba oirech chamisha legabei chad lehavi oirech. But if you have there's five families, the Gabi want to consider them oichem by him, that's nish. So Mamelo, therefore, they can't take out from his house because we can't consider them oichem. Zogt Rashi. Vehein, asurim afalum, mi beisel lechotz, dekiv, de mishtam shibachotz, aval gav de lav, mi beisni, tu maf kabalei mishkel rishus, so this is considered like they're taking over their rishus, the chamishel gabi chad loy domu loyachin, chamishel abdav. Zog de gemore weiter, shma mino, mevatlin, bechoizrin, mevatlin. From the Mishnah, you see Mevatlim, Bechoizim, Mevatlim. So the Gemara learned Shat in the Mishnah that it's one big case. That means the Mishnah says, first he was Mevatl to them, so he's allowed to take out from their house. Nosnu loy rishuson. Later they were Mevatl to him. So hu muta v'hein asurim. But the Gemara learned that speaking about it's a hemshech. So I believe it's a hemshech shma mino mevatlim v'chayzim mevatlim. That first he could be mevatel his rishus to them, then they could be mevatel their rishus to him. So the Gemara, no, it's not a hemshech, it's two different cases. Hachikama. Nosnu loy rishuson meikara. If in the beginning they gave him their rishus, hu muta v'hein asurim. Zogt Rashi. Shma mino mevatlim, demashme nosne le rishus areishikoi, diktoni vishalahen muta, it's got in the dresh itself, shalahem muta loibulahem, the bottle lahem rishusai, chozru heim venosnu loi rishusai, naftai, afterwards they gave him their rishus, hu muta. The Mo says, no, it's not a hemshech, it's a different case. If meikore, they gave him. What happens if there were 10 people in the chotzer, and 8 were ma'ariv, and 2 were not ma'ariv, and the 8 were now mevatel their chelik to the 2, so memela the 2 will not be permitted to carry. Oisrim zelze, frek the gemara pshita, it's poshid, you have 2 people, and they were not ma'ariv, hashteitzach, they can't take out from their houses to the chotzer, because the chotzer is reshus ha-meshutefes. So the Gemara loitzriche the hodachad minayu botalei lechabre. It's speaking about that first the 8 were mevatel to the 2, and now one of the 2 wants to be mevatel to the other one, everything that he has. So now the time of lishteri salpi cheshben, this should be good. Kemash melon, the kivin de beidne de botalei havalei sheyusa bai chotzer, since when the 8 were mevatel to the 2, so each one did not get a heter in the chotzer, so he did not get a kinyan in the chotzer to be mevatel to the second one. Let us see Rashi. Pshita zot Rashi, hoyu shnayim sheshokru, v'leir b'ruim meshar, u'botu lahem chavireyim rishuson oistrim shnayim zel zes. Each one passes on the other one. Fact the Gemara Pshita, they have a Tovayu Luchudai Mikor HaVosri Adodi. If you have 2 together, they want Ma'arib, one Alas on the other. So what's the difference? So Gemara Leitzrich Adod, Achad Abot Alachavri. Our Mishnah is speaking about the one of them was Mevatel to the other. Rishus Atzmoy, his Rishus, Ve'eschel Koy Birshus Shebitolam Chavireim. And how much he has from the Chelik of the other 8? So now it should be muta. The havelu kechamisha sheshruim bechotzav layirvu the mevatel rishus alachad minay. So you have 9 people were now mevatel to 1 person, 8 and 1. Kamash melon the loydomi dilu hosam kol chad vechad mevatel lay rishusay. So memela he ended up like being kind of the nine reshuyes. Aber loch ekim in the shab nechot lav lahay de payish lachu de botli. They all weren't only mevatel tem. Ela telvayu de mevatel to both of them. Ki ha de chad de mevatel li de reshus adidei. De reshus adidei motzi levetulim. His reshus is bekoichtim in mevatel da akne, abo da akne leichavrei, but that reshus the dakna lechavre, the reshus that the chaveirim were maktetim leimotzi levetulei, that he can be mevatel. The kiven, the beidne, the botla luhanach kamay reshus ayu. Afilochi lechavre lai mevatel shu yusa by chotzer. This bittel did not bring a heta tiltu. Meshum da osri adodi, ashtakach the bittel de kamoy lo yahani. So since this bittel did not shaf a heta, did not create a heta, but he had a mevatel, hai le motzi lak nuye rishus editu. It can't be mevatel de rishus, the whole like kanye. So it seems the whole kinyan is, it's only considered I'm kinda de rishus if I have a kinyan for heta tiltu. But if I never received the heta, that's the whole kinyan. Over here. There's not more than that. But if I never received the hetel tiltal ayidei abitul, so it's never considered I'm a koine. Zog ta'isu shlemuta loy v'lehem. Ta'ava oirich l'gabayu. Peirish Rabbeinu Chananu. The Oma b'yisham yachsenoini oisa loylo. Sa'isu shlemuta. Rabbeinu Chananu says the makoyer that an oirich doesn't asa is a yishalmi. V'ayim arida loydomi lahoche klal. That the yisham is speaking about something else also altogether. The Hosam Ayri there is speaking about Ba'akum Habo Loder Bemovi L'Shem Achsanois. It's speaking about a person who's coming to stay in a Movi L'Shem Achsanois V'loy L'Kvoya Atzvoy. La'afuki, let us just fear ois. That means our Mishnah is speaking about that this person who's Achsanois is a Dor in the Chot. He's Kavua in the Chot. He's Mabatel the Rishus, but he's a Kavua. So Mamel, whatever it says in the Yerushalmi is no shaykhis with us. Toch is also. Istanetoni Kastor oise miyad. Kastor was a type of an officer from the government. He's coming there to live in the Chotze, Yasas miyad. Vachsanoi is with some of the soldiers. Lachashloishim. Bistonetani Kastor oise, Lachashloishim, Vachsanoi ni oise loilom. Yerushalmi explains, Man doma Kastor oise miyad berogel. So soon as he comes, he asks. They're not rogel to come, so they don't have a din that of a door there. Mando makaz the lachesh loishim keilin the olim. It's an ene rogel, but it's olim bershus. Achsanay neyisal olim keilin the lay olim bershus. That he didn't have no reshus from the government to come there.